Hey, wanna hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Boom, right out of the gate. That's the way we like it. That was Lulu's Marble off of their Afro Girl album. I played Hey Mother, How Much Is Love, and Lulu and Lover's Lover. Huh, okay. Yes, good stuff. Love that album, love that band. This is, of course, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Saki Bama Go Go, show 69 for those of you keeping track at home. And I know you all know her. My name's Mal, and of course this is being recorded before a live feline audience. That's right, Destructo the cat is back with us. He's stopped snoring, now he's cleaning himself. But don't worry, he's gigantic. Here's more music for your ears and your butt.
Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.
Hey! ならねえ。チョコレート、チョコレート、チョコレートは。チョコレート、チョコレート、チョコレートは。チョコレート、チョコレート、チョコレートは。チョコレート、チョコレート、チョコレートは。
Fighting fighter, fighting fighter, fighting fighter.
Fighting fighter, fighting fighter, fighting fighter. 俺の名はボード、またはファイティングファイターデカとも呼ばれているがね。今日も朝の缶コーヒーが身にしみるね。もしもし、ファイティングファイターデカだが、何、女性が監禁されている。よし、まず現場で直行だ。あの倉庫か。よし、乗り込むぞ。バチャ。おい、おめえたち、その汚ねえ手を離しやがれ。
撃つぞ。ケンティック撃てるもんなら撃ってみな。
ファイティングファイターデカが早打ち 0.3 秒の頑張ったとは知らなかった。
今日も数字のトレーニング役立ったぜ。
ありがとう、ファイティングファイターデカ、かっこいいわ。
ファイター、ファイティング、ファイター、ファイティング、頑張るぞ、デーデーデー、ア
ハハ。Sorry about that.
All right, ma'am. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, ma'am.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all...Nimbly bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
Yes.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny, meow, is it?
All right, that was Bonzo. I don't play them much. I should, though. They're very right up my alley.I played four tracks. I couldn't tell you what they are because, don't have, can't read the kanji. So sad. I really should prepare better. But most of the time, I make a... don't worry. Destructo is now sleeping. You can hear him snoring. He's not up very much. He's a younger cat, but he likes to snooze, as it were. Which, I guess, why wouldn't you? I do. Wow. You know, I was at work, where I work is also joined with a bunch of doctor's offices. So you get to see a whole lot of interesting sights. saw a guy pull in a car, kind of riching back and forth, and then the door opens, and I was just on the phone talking out in like a mezzanine area on the second floor, though, so you're kind of looking down, and no one knows you're there. And I'm watching, and one of the funniest things is there's a really heavy door. It's an automatic door, but they put the button to do it. It's hidden, like, way far away. So every day when I'm talking, I get to see people that are very frail try to pull open this insanely heavy door. And then they look around, and then they just keep trying, and then it's very poorly designed. But anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I'm watching this car, like, kind of rushing back and forth, and then the door opens. And no one's getting out. And I'm like, what the heck is this? You know, and sometimes you're just sitting there, you're like, well, now I got to watch to see what is this? What's going on here. And the guy gets out, and I can't, and like, I see him, but he's like a half of a person. I mean, like, he's in a wheelchair, half person. I mean, like, he's not tall. He's like, I can't see what I'm looking at. And then I see him getting something out of the back, and he gets out of his car and walks towards the door, but he's in like an L. Like, at his hips, he's bent over looking straight down at the ground. This dude just came off a major highway. I'm like, well, if you... look, I'm not being ageist, but if you're perpendicular to the ground, if you're, like, making an L, I don't think you should be driving, dude. I'm sorry. That's where I draw the line. I know freedoms, personal freedoms and all that stuff, but, yikes. But... whatever, car's gone, so he must have lived to drive another day. What can I tell you? Wacky, wacky stuff here in Florida.
The special features are like a ticket to a really cool after party, where the movie is like the pre-party, and your TV is like the bouncer, and the little remote control is like the guy who's saying, let me in, I'm on the list, but he isn't on the list, but he's trying to get in because he thinks he's cool, but in fact, if you're really cool, you don't even have to be on the list, because you're that cool. So when you go to special features, it's like, hey, step aside, bro, I know Derek Zoolander, so let me in, cool?
Yeah. It's a hell of a thing killing a man. You take away all he's got and all he's ever gonna have.
Bruce Lee was the king of Kung Fu. Angela Mayo, the martial arts queen. But neither could compare nor compete with Chinese Hercules. He's the superhuman beast of the East. Bone cracker. Head crusher. Back snapper. Body breaker. Men. Women. Old. Young. Hundreds. Or one alone. Each challenges and each becomes the pulverized prey of Chinese Hercules, the first and only muscle-mad monster of the martial art. Chinese Hercules, he'll get a crush on you.
For $1, I'll get your weight, your height, or your sex. The most exciting thing on the midway. Imagine the thrill of getting your weight guessed by a professional. You can blow up your cheeks, you can stick out your chest, but you're not going to fool the guesser. How about you, sir? Step right up.
Hey, honey, let's see how good this guy is. Now, what do I win?
Anything in this general area, right in here. Anything below the stereo and on this side of the bicentennial glasses. Anything between the ashtray and the symbol. Anything in this 3 inches right in here in this area that includes the chiclets but not the erasers.
And you know what we say now? That, of course, was dedicated to Promy, the guy who used to show up and do the show with me because he loved the bat so much. I dedicate it to him. Every time I play him, he didn't. Doesn't matter. I played Teenage Letter, Green Hornet, Get Off the Road, very apropos, and Jailhouse Rock, because every time I play them, I'm pretty much going to play Jailhouse Rock, because their rendition makes my ears bleed and my heart sing. What can I tell you? I'm a sucker for screaming crazy gals from Japan. Good stuff. Let's roll right into the 5678s.
Swing!
Swing!
Tentpole! She's a babe!
She's magically babelicious!
She tested very high on the strokeability scale.
We'll be right back. the best standing by the door. Look at window, I can see his shadow in the dark subway window. I can see, oh, I can see. That's the station where I meet up him before. I can hear him calling my name. For the dark, which subway noise I can hear. Oh, I can hear. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. In a subway, standing by the door. Look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark, subway window. I remember you. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train.
Mojo beat. Jack the Rocker G with the dancing beat. Hey, want to see Mojo working on you? Work out. Are you a boy or are you a girl? He's always looking like a peanut shell. Hey, want to see Mojo working on you? Yeah.
answer.
Well, how does he dance?
Close, very, very close.
Dance is a matter, do the matter. Dance is a matter, do the matter. Dance is a gagger, do the gagger. Dance is a gagger.
That was the 5678s off of their Teenage Mojo Workout album. I played I'm Sorry Mama, I'm a Wild One, Green Onions, In the Subway, which is one of my all-time favorites, and then Teenage Mojo Workout. I will say, if you dig on them, make sure you're going to Time Bomb Records out of Osaka. They have an English version on their site. They're really easy to deal with. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. You'll have the coolest tunes around. And of course, make sure that you tell them that you heard it here on Saki Bamagogo, and they'll say, I don't know what that is. Anyway, yes. My birthday was last week, and one of the best things I got from my birthday was an exchange student that was with us that lives up in Louisville came down. She came down for a very sad occasion, but I still got to spend time with her. She stayed with us for the weekend. And she, she's out of college now. She's now living in America. She never went back. And it's always great to see her. One of the things, and now I hate to be like, oh, get all serious on, this is Saki Bamagogo. This is not where you turn for serious things. But she was down because one of her friends from high school committed suicide. Now, we've all had ups and downs. I've had some tough times. On some levels, I'm going through a tough time now with certain aspects of my life, but not like bad. Just some things ain't what they should be, and I'm working on it. But if you're one of those, if you're out there and you're feeling really bad, or find help. I mean, this kid, a young kid, committing suicide, that's no good, man. Nobody needs that. You gotta figure something out or go somewhere to have someone help you. Because no one needs that. I was, I was really thankful to spend time with our girl, but sad reason for her to be here. There's suicide prevention lines. There's help lines. I don't know, you just hope that some of it'll make a difference. Figure something out, and not by yourself. If you're having a real tough time of it, get help. That's the last I'm going to talk about that. I try to keep this show upbeat and goofy and fun because, again, I know you're not here tuning in for, life tips. But here's some music that might give you a life tip. I want to play something really crazy. How about some Melt Banana? There you go. That's who you should be turning to. We'll be right back.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. I'm sorry.
I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.